Imagine Srila Rupa Goswami at the banks of the Yamuna. He's dressed in cloth that are colored by the dust of Braj. He's drenched in tears. His beautiful, wide open eyes are just sending out so much love that anyone who would see him would become moved. And he has something to request. He says, I have committed offenses. I have no qualification, but please give me your service. You might ask yourself, well, why can he ask after acknowledging his disqualifications for something so high that is not even given to Shiva and Brahma? Direct service to Radha and Krishna. On what basis is he daring to ask such a thing? In verse 7, we find a surprising answer. Rupa Goswami says, because the fresh butter of your heart is always melting in the splendor of your transcendental mercy, it is not proper for you to neglect this anguished person. He really says, such a sorrowful person as I am is not fit to be neglected by you, for your mind is different from other minds. Your mind is like fresh butter, and it always melts from the warmth of your compassion. Let us stop for a moment. A great Acharya, Srila Baladev Vidya Bhushana, explains to us, since compassion, kripa, is the desire to take away the sorrow of others, and I am full of sorrow, I am not fit to be abundant. In other words, high-class people have a heart of compassion. People who are not high class, they don't find this. When they see someone suffering, they turn their face the other way. But Radha is described as the crest jewel of all the other residents of Vrindavan. Her heart is like fresh butter and melts from her compassion. Therefore, please, on the strength of your own compassion, not on the strength of my qualification, on the strength of your own compassion, please do not neglect this anguished person. This is really a very deep prayer. After glorifying Srimati Radharani, he connects with his eagerness. He's rolling on the ground. And then he asks for service, stating that I'm not fit, but you are so glorious because you are the crest jewel of all those who are compassionate, and I'm in the greatest need. By offering Radha this prayer wholeheartedly, we can be confident that she will look upon us with full compassion. In the next installments of these Kartik inspirations, we will hear more of the extraordinary qualities of Srimati Radharani. For now, let us all fold our hands and in our own mind, with our own words, offer our obeisances and gratitude to Srimati Radharani.